Gemara of Tulchesim and Beis asked a question against Rav. That Rav makes a statement: what happens if you have a piece of basr that falls into a yorah of chalav? He says basr asr, the chalav mutar. The basr is going to be asr because the chalav is no sintamik to the basr, but the chalav has shishim in it connected to the basr, so the chalav is going to be mutar. So, frankly, the Gemara, if Rav holds that efshel asof to asr, so then why should the chalav be mutar? Albeit the bus is not going to be no sin time into the chalav, but the chalav that entered into the bus is going to leave the bus and go back into the chalav. It's like chalav nevela. If she l'sof to asa chadich and asa nevela, so then the chalav is chalav nevela. It should be asa min b'mino with the chalav shel heter. So the Gemara comes around in the maskana, if it has a first answer, then it rejects the answer. So in the maskana, the Gemara says that we're talking about b'bomi yore gedola. Rav's statement was said that the yore is a yore rosachas, the yore is a boiling chalav, and when the yore is boiling, so it's going to be bolea but not poli. Mifla bola, mifla lo pola. It's going to be bolea the chalav, but it won't be poli. So obviously that's the simple answer. That it would have been a problem of having chalav nevela with the chalav shalheta min bemino, but because it's not going to be polled, it's not going to be an issue. What does that mean? So there's a major machlokes in the Rishonim. What does it mean that it's going to be boleh but not polled? So Rashi says as long as the pot is bubbling, it's boiling, it's only going to be boleh. That's what it means. Until it calms down from its boiling, it's not going to be polled. The Rashbam suggests that as long as it's boleh, it hasn't finished being boleh, then it's not going to be polled. Once it finishes being boleh, even if it's boiling, it will be polled. So the Gemara is assuming that kadam v'silko, you took out the piece of basar before it was finished being boleh. Right? Once it's finished being boleh, even before the resicha is nach, it's going to be polled. So you have to take it out even before that time. And then the Rabbi Natam says that anything that the item is boleh right now, right? If something's in a boiling pot of challah, a boiling pot of milk, or a boiling pot of wood, it doesn't matter what the substance is, but whatever it's boleh, it's not going to be poleh now. But hagolas kalim, if you put a kli shel iser into boiling water, so then it will be poleh what was nivla from before. Agamar is saying that because it's boleh, because the basr is boleh from the challah right now, so it's not going to be poleh. As long as the water is boiling, it's not going to be poleh what it was boleh at this city. Okay, these are the three days in Tos. So then we mentioned that the Ramban is the fourth sheet in the Gemara. He says the answer to the kasha as to what the difference is between Hagolah and our Gemara is that there's a chili between different substances, different boiling substances. This Gemara is talking about cholov roseach, if the milk is boiling. Milk that's boiling, Zok the Ramban, has a tendency of being mavliya, not being mafet. It's going to be mavliya, so that's exactly the problem, that it will be boleya into the basar. But cholav nevela, that the cholav is going to come out of the basar and it's going to be min b'mino with the cholav shalhet, that's not a problem because cholav is mavliya, but it's not maflit. Mayim has the exact opposite quality. Mayim that's roschim, mayim are going to be maflit, they're not going to be mavliya. So that's what we do when we magil kalim, we put them into boiling water because water has that quality that it's going to be maflit, it's not going to be boleh b'chlal as long as it's boiling. So that's the chilah between hagolah as opposed to our gemara. According to the Ramban, what emerges is that you shouldn't be able to do Hagolah with Sham Mashkim. You can only do Hagolah with Mayim because you need something that has that unique quality that it's going to be maflid when it's boiling. And other Mashkim presumably don't have that quality. Other Mashkim are going to be mavliya, but they're not going to be maflid, so they won't accomplish what you need in Hechsher Kehu. So we pointed out that the Rashba in the Tshuva disagrees, and he says that you can be Mashkim, you can do Hagolah even with Sham Mashkim. In the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber doesn't really take a stand. It sounds like even Lechatchila, he's makel for the Rashba, but the Ramah says, Lechatchila, you should be machmir, follow the Ramban, that you can't be magel b'sham mashkim, but b'di'evid, he says that perhaps you can be magel b'sham mashkim. So we just started to mention last time, what's the raya of the Rashba? The Ramban is a raya from our Gemara, which the Rashba can simply deflect and give one of the other pshatim of the Rishonim. What's the raya from the Gemara to the Rashba? So the truth is, in the Tshuva, in the Shoel of the Tshuva, you see reference to the Gemara in Zvachim that the Rishonim discuss, whether that really is a right. He says, "Umashikasa ma'abi yeshomim shem magilin el b'mayim v'lo b'sham mashkim, u'me'ahid d'mayim v'lo b'mazav." Quotes a Torah's Kohanim, which is mentioned by the Gemara in Zvachim on Tzari Yivavim Abiz. What's he referring to? B'mayim v'lo b'mazav. Mazav means wine that's been diluted by water, so it's not completely water. It has a lot of wine in there. Two parts water, one part wine, but there's wine in there. So there seems to be a Taras Kohanim that holds that you can't be magil b'mazav. Right, so is that really true? You can't be magil with shar mashkim. You can only be magil b'mayim. So what's this Taras Kohanim going on? So the psukim in Parashat Tzav describe what happens after you cook kachim in a kli. What do you do? What do you do after you cook kachim? And Chazal and Medayik from the psukim, that maybe there's a different halacha by truma. What does the pasuk say? Those Torahs, Hachatas, Mekoma Shatishochet, Ha'ola Tishochet, Hachatas, Lifne Hashem, Kodesh Kodashim Hi. So it says Torahs, Hachatas, it says Kodesh Kodashim Hi. These are going to be important words for the Gemara in Zvachim. Hakoin Hamachati Osa Yochlena, Osa, Hamachate Osa, Kochin, there's a miyot over there. But we're talking about Besar Kochin, Besar Chatas, Besar Kochin, Kochin. And then on that, what does the Gemara say? It says the Psukim, excuse me. On these psukim talking about carbon chatas and carbon and kochim kochim in general, there's this idea that if you mavasha b'klicheres, then it needs shavira. You can't use it again; it has to be nishvar. But in b'klin choshes b'shala, if you mavasha the kochim and a klin choshes in a metal kli, so then umarak v'shuta b'mayim. Mariko shtifa is enough. Mariko shtifa. What does that mean? So presumably, you're being magil. That's the simple pshat, that you have to be magil the kli. You put it into boiling water. That is machshir the kli, and then you can use it for kochim once again. So the Gemara in Zvachim quotes the Taras Kohanim. Gemara says in Tzari Yivavim Abayis, Tana Rabbanan, Chatas, Ein Li Al Chatas, Kol Kochim Minayin, Tamalomar Kodesh Kochim. Okay, whatever we're going to say, it talks about Chatas, and it's talking about kochim kochim as well. Yochol shani marbes ha-truma, tamalomar osa prat la-truma. So, osa comes to exclude truma from the halacha that you're talking about. So the Gemara says, u-truma lo-baya mariku u-shtifa. The pasuk says, in b'chlin ha-choshes, b'shala marbu shudha v'mayim, that if you cook chatas or other kachim, so then a marg b'shudha v'mayim, it needs mariku u-shtifa. So what osa means? Osa b'mariku shtifa v'lo truma. Truma does not need mariku shtifa. V'atanya keder shebishul b'basar lo yivashul b'cholav in bishul b'nosin tam. Truma lo yivashul b'cholav in bishul b'nosin tam. The Braisa says that if you cook basar in a kedera, so then you have to be machshir it before you cook cholav. And similarly, truma, you can't be mevashul chulin in a kedera that you cook truma. It's b'nosin tam. You have to be machshir it. So the havamina of the Gemara is that kochim require mariku shtifa. If you want to use the kli again for kochim, you have to do hagalah, you have to do some kind of heksher kelim. But somehow truma does not require heksher. That's the havamina of the Gemara. The truma should not require this kind of heksher mariku shtifa. So Amar Abaye, no. Lo tzricha ela l'chida Amar mar bishul miksas kli to'on mariku shtifa kol ha-kli. Ha-truma lo tzorech ela makom bishul. Abaye says, no, the pasuk didn't mean to say that you don't need mariku shtifa by truma. Abaye didn't need mariku shtifa by truma. Fakir, mariku shtifa, even though it's necessary by truma, but truma is more calm. Kachim in bishel the mikzas akli. Let's say you only use part of the kli for kachim, to hook the kachim. You need mariku shtifa in the entire kli. It's a chumra by kachim. Normally, if you only use part of the kli, you should have to do hagol, you should have to do heksher kelim on the part that you used. Comes the gzeras akasa by kachim and says, no. In b'chli nechoshes b'shala, even if you're bishel b'chli, you're bishel b'miktas akli, ton mriku shtifa kol akli. You need mriku shtifa in the entire kli. That's a chumra by kachin. But by truma, do you not need mriku shtifa at all? No. If in bishel b'miktas akli, so ton mriku shtifa b'miktas akli, you still have to be machsha that kli. In the makom bishel, you need to be machsha. That's a bayit. That's the first pshat. Rava Amar lo tzricha ela l'da Amar mar b'mayim v'lo b'yayim b'mayim v'lo b'mazav. Ha, afilo b'yayim v'afilo b'mazav. Zot Rava, no. The pasuk that comes to be m'may truma is saying that there's a chumra by kachim, that by kachim dafka b'mayim, You need dafka mayim. Riku shtifa by kachim requires mayim. Below b'yayim, b'mayim below b'mazik. You can't use sharmashkin. But truma, of course, truma needs a hechsher. You got to do hagol on the klisho truma as well. But even b'sharmashkin is enough. Okay, that's the cooler. It's not that riku shtifa is not necessary by truma. Of course, it's necessary. Hagol is necessary even by truma, not by kachim. But there are kulas that apply to truma that don't apply to kachim. Either in bishul b'miktzas akli tov mriko shtifa only miktzas akli by truma, or mriko shtifa by truma is enough b'shar mashkim. It doesn't have to be b'mayim. And that's what the Gemara says. So comes the Rashba, and he says that the individual that shita the Ramban, right? The Ramban who says that you can only be magil b'mayim and not b'shar mashkim. So his raya is from the Toras Kohanim that's quoted in Zvachim. His raya is from the Toras Kohanim that says b'mayim v'lo b'mazug. It sounds like mriko shtifa can only be b'mayim and not b'mazug. So what am I going to do with that fact, the Rashba? It's taka kasha against me. So zok the Rashba v'im mehayhi the Toras Kohanim b'mayim v'lo b'yayim v'mayim v'lo b'mazug. Ad rabba mino mashmali ipcha. The Rashba says that's not a kasha. That's the exact opposite. That's the biggest raya to me. Look at the Gemara in Zvachim. You'll see it's not a kasha b'chlau. Why? So then he quotes the Gemara. He quotes the whole Gemara. Abayin Rava. He says, Abaye says what? Abaye says, Lotricha, Ella Lichida, Amar Marbe, Mayim Velo Beyayim, Mayim Velo Bemozog, Ha, Afila Beyayim. What does that mean? If you see this drasha, if you have this drasha in the Torah's Kohanim, Bemayim Velo Beyayim, Bemayim Velo Bemozog, what that's telling you is that Kodshim require Mariko Shtifa Bemayim. But Truma doesn't. Don't bring me a raya from Bemayim Velo Beyayim. That's not talking about Truma, it's not talking about Hagola in general. Truma is like chulin; it's not the same as kachim. Kachim have a chumra, b'yayin b'mayim v'lo b'yayin. By kachim you can't do hagala b'yayin, but by truma v'hu adinami by chulin, avad you can do hagala b'shar mashkin. What's the raya b'chlal? The Rashba says, what's the raya b'chlal? Truma is the same as chulin, and he says v'chem pirish Rashi sham v'hatruma da'av b'yayin v'mazig lo kabdinan ela lahagil iser hanivlabo. By truma, you only need mariko shtifa to be magil the isser shabbo. There's no special mitzvahs mariko shtifa. By kachim, it's a special mitzvah. So it has its own halachas. So by kachim, it has its own halachas. Then dafka b'mayim below b'mazug. But by truma, you just need a hechsher. So there, even b'mazug, even b'yayin, even b'shar mashkim, you can be magil. What's the raya b'chlal frek the Rashba? So the burden of proof is really on the Ramban, not on the Rashba. What's the Ramban going to say? So the Ramban says a lot. He says a lot to counter the Rashba's counter. What does Ramban say? He says at least three things over here. That's the lashon of the Ramban. Yavo gav the gabe yomar v'shuta b'mayim dorish b'taras kohanim b'mayim v'lo b'yayim b'mayim v'lo b'mozog v'amrina b'perek damchatas b'tshuma v'afilu b'yayim v'afilu b'mozog. It says in Perek damchatas in zvachim that by tshuma v'huadim b'chulin by any hagola besides kodshim even b'yayin, even b'mozik, so it certainly sounds like Hagala can be b'shar mashkin. So zok the Ramban, hahi abaya hu da'omer. That's abaya. That's abaya. But just one second. Ule'inyin mariko shtifa d'tzonin amr. So first of all, he says, maybe abaya is talking about mariko shtifa d'tzonin. So that's a whole discussion. Is there mariko shtifa b'tzonin, or is it b'chamin? We thought it's like a Hagala b'chamin. But that's not so posh. It could really be mariko shtifa is b'tzonin. It's in cold. Right. Aside from the Hagola, there's another halacha that you have to rinse off the kli in cold water. So regarding that, the question is, what do you rinse it off in? So to that, Abaya says that you have to rinse it off dafka b'mayim. That's the din of kachim. You can't rinse it off with yayim. Maybe he's talking about mariko shtifa d'tzonin. Aval Hagola d'chamlin d'mafli isurim b'mayim ivada. But maybe Hagola d'chamlin avada has to be b'mayim. Maybe that avada has to be b'mayim. So maybe there's no raya b'chlal from b'mayim v'lo b'mozog. That's talking about mariko shtifa b'tzonin. Interesting. Inami says kasavar abaye yayin u'mozog mafliten hem v'chomer hu b'kotchen aval shemen v'shuman v'chala v'chiyotzi v'hen v'adem mavlin v'einon mafliten. Or he suggests that maybe abaye is limited to yayin u'mozog. Yayin u'mozog hataka maflit. Yayin umazig wine or diluted wine, that does have the ability to be mafu. Dr. Ramban, I'm willing to concede maybe Yayin also, besides Mayim. Yayin is the only other mashke that can do Hagol. It has the power to be Mafli. But that's not going to help us in Agim Mar. Meaning, even if I'm willing to concede that some Shai Mashkim can work to be Makshur Akli, but I'm only going to concede Yayin. I'm not going to concede Cholov or Shuman or Shemen. Those do not have the koach to be Mafli. So there's no raya once again. So even if the Rashba is right in part that there are other mashkim that can be mafli besides mayim, but that doesn't necessarily apply to all mashkim. It applies to yayin. V'chomu b'kodshim, but by kodshim there's a din rikush tifa that you could be magil only by mayim and not by yayin. Not because the yayin would work. The yayin would work to be mafli, but it's a din in kodshim. It's exeras akosav in kodshim. But Zogter Ramban, it still doesn't. That still would not be a problem with what I just said to be mechalik between mayim as opposed to cholav, because cholav is not the yayin of a mazik. The yayin of a mazik are not examples of shar mashkim; they're bedafka nakat. Dafka yayin and mazug have the ability to be magil, to be maflik the belia. I'm not saying by all mashkim, maybe dafka by yayin and mazug. Adds the Ramban a third point. Umi Rava polig alei davayi, but Rava argues anyway. Rava disagrees anyway, he says. Even if Abaye holds b'mayim below b'yayin, b'mayim below b'mazug. So he says that kachim, you can't do mriku shtifa with yayin or with mazug, but by chumah you can. Right? So even Naniach, even if we'll assume like what you're saying, that the mriku shtifa he's talking about is b'cham, and he means to be marbe, even shar mashkim, for Hagolah by Truma, right? All Shamashkim, not just Yayin and Mazin. But that's Abayi. It's not Rava. Rava argues. Rava argues, what is he saying? He says the other drusha. Rava says that Kodshim require Mariku Shtifa Kol Akli. Afilo Bishel B'mitzas Akli, even if he used only part of the Kli, Ton Mariku Shtifa Kol Akli. So if Rava argues, there's no Raya B'chlav. Abayi might hold that you can do Hagolah by Shamashkim, but who says Rava does? Rava says that by Truma, the Kula by Truma is that Bishel b'miktza sakli, ton miriku shtifa miktza sakli. That's the Kula by Truma. There is no Kula that Shar Mashkin work. Maybe only Maya works, even by Truma, regular Hagala. So first of all, the Ramban says Abaye himself, who says Abaye holds that you could do Hagala b'Shar Mashkin? Maybe he's talking about miriku shtifa b'tzonei. Or maybe he's bedafka talking by Yayin u'mazik, but not by other Mashkin. So there's no raya from there against what I'm telling you, that generally speaking, Shar Mashkim, you can't be Maga. He says what's more, even if Abaye Taka holds that you can do Hagolah B'Shar Mashkim, but Rava argues, and Rava says, and if Rava learns a different drasha in the Taras Kohanim, so then he's free to say that maybe you can't do Hagolah for Truma B'Yayin of a Muslim, right? Maybe he'll Taka say B'Shar Mashkim, you can't do Hagolah. Sort of interesting. What's the Ramban's girsa in the Gemara? Our girsa in the Gemara was not like the Ramban. Who said this idea of b'yayin v'lova mazug in Agimah? Who said b'yayin v'lova mazug? So in our girsa, in Svarim Shalonim, as we would say, that's Rava. Abaye had said bishul mitzakli ton riku shtiva kolakli. Rava says b'mayin v'lova yayin b'mayin v'lova mazug. It's interesting. It's not the girsa of the Rishon. Right, Lachor, according to our Girsa in the Gemara, you'd be inclined to say that if Rava is the one who has the drasha of b'mayim v'lo b'yayim b'mayim v'lo b'mazel, does he hold that you can do agolah b'sham mashkim? Well, you can't do agolah b'sham mashkim. Just one second. Should Rava hold that you can do agolah b'sham mashkim, or should he say that you can't? Lachor, he should say that you can't. He's assuming by truma, right? By truma, nachamot. If Rava holds b'mayim v'lo b'yayin, b'mayim v'lo b'mazug, right, that means that the kodshim require hagolah b'mayim and not b'yayin. So truma and chulin, should hagolah work with our mashkim?
Yes.
Yes. Like the Rashba against the Ramban. Right. Interesting. The Ramban obviously had the gears of the Shita Mekubetzes. It's hard to read the Shita Mekubetzes. You look at the Shita Mekubetzes, basically he just flipped everything. He just flips the Girsa. It's hard to see exactly what he's saying. But if you read it carefully, that's what he says. He flips the low tzrichas from one to the other. Abaye is saying Rava, and Rava is saying Abaye. So it comes out according to the Shita Mekubetzes, Who's the one who says b'mayim v'lo b'yayim, b'mayim v'lo b'mazud? Abayim. Oh, so that's what the Ramban, that's the gears that the Ramban had. So he then says, who says Abayim really says what you think he says? Maybe he's talking about Riku Shtifa Betzonin, or maybe he's limiting it dafka to Yayim, but the reality is Rav argues with the whole thing. It's mistaber that you can't do Hagala b'sham mashki. That's what the Ramban means. Itaka is interesting. The Rashba had whose girsa? The Rashba had the girsa that Abaye is the one who said b'mayim v'lo b'yayin, right? B'mayim v'lo b'yayin, b'mayim v'lo b'mazik, right? And the Rashba saw from that that by truma even b'yayin even b'mazik, by truma you could do hagala b'sham mashkin. So that's mudna, right? The Rashba had the same girsa as the Rambam. He brings a raya from Abaye that you can do Hagolah b'sham mashkin because the drasha is b'mayim v'lo b'yayim b'mayim v'lo b'mazik. That drasha is talking about kodshim, but by truma even yayin and mazik works. V'hu adinami Hagolah by chulin. So he brings a raya from Abaye. That's really mutton, no? The Ramban says Abaye. Okay, Abaye might say that, but we paskin like Rava anyway. I'm not sure Abaye even said it. He says. Right? But Rav argues anyway. But the Rashba has mamish the same girsa. He quotes Abai, he quotes that drasha in Toras Kohanim. He says, based on that, what should emerge is that by Truma and by Chulin, you could be Magil, even Bashar Mashkin. What's the Rashba bringing a raya from that? Rav argues. No, it's mamish mutna in the Rashba. L'chara, the answer is the Rashba must assume that Abai and Rav don't argue over here. There are three answers in the Gemara. I just gave you the first two. There are three answers. Who says that they argue? There are drushes in the psukim, right? The pasuk says, "Fin bechlin achoshes b'shalo u'marak v'shuta b'amoyim." It says that if you cook the kodshim in klin achoshes, bichli means even b'mitzas akli. B'amoyim means dafka that the mariku shtiva has to be b'mayim. So there are two halachas that apply to kodshim. Osas m'may truma. The word osas says it only applies to kodshim, it doesn't apply to truma. So no one's arguing about these two halachas. These two halachas apply to kodshim, they don't apply to truma. Abai and Rava just give two different drushes as to what we can say the kula by truma is. But they're not necessarily arguing with each other that only this halacha applies or only the other halacha applies. The Rashba says they both agree. Mara machadu v'lo pligi. Who says that they're arguing? So if they're not arguing, Abaye makes this comment that b'mayim v'lo b'yayim, b'mayim v'lo b'mazik. He says that kodshim requirem riku shtifa dafka b'mayim, but not truma and not chulin. Abai is not saying something by himself. Even Rav is going to agree to this. This is not a machlokis amoraim over here. So because everyone agrees, l'chore, you should be able to be medayik, says the Rashba, that you can do hagala by chuman, by chulin, even b'sham mashkim. It's dafka chon by kodshim, and it doesn't apply to hagala in general, to chuman and to chulin. That's l'chore, the back and forth between Ramban and the Rashba. The Ramban assumes machlokis Abai and Rav. And if Rav argues, then that's how we should paskin. The Rashba says there is no machlokas. They're just saying two different halachas. Chidushim, chumras of kodshim that don't apply to truma. So if they're two halachas and everyone agrees to both halachas, so then takawisha paskin that by truma and chulin, even b'yayin, even b'mozik, even b'sham mashkin, that you can do hagola even b'sham mashkin. Yes.
The Rashba's
gears
is the
Gemara. Yeah, he's assuming that the girsa. Is that Abaye says b'mayim v'lo b'yayin b'mayim v'lo b'mazik. That's what he says. So that is not our girsa. That's the girsa of the Ramban and the Shita Mekubetzes. So you get the impression if the Rashba and the Ramban and the Shita Mekubetzes have that girsa, it's probably the appropriate girsa. Why would they have to change the gears? Like, what does it matter if they're not arguing? What does it matter if they're not arguing? Not sure. And what compelled the Shita Mekubetzes to change it from Svarim Shalom? Not sure. But according to the Rashba, apparently he's assuming Abai and Rav are not disagreeing, that everyone agrees. Everyone agrees that Hagolah can be done, even Mishar Mashkin. So you can bring a raya from that Gemara, rather than the Gemara being a raya against him, it's a raya for him. That's what the Rashba was assuming. Okay. Questions? Okay, let's go weiter. Let's go weiter.
Is there a machlokes somewhere else with Abaye and Rava that would make the Shinui Gevaisis want to change it? Fit better to
regarding this issue?
Yeah.
I'm not familiar. Not familiar. Okay. Not the Gemara Gufa. Chatzi zayis basa v'chatzi zayis cholov shebishlan zen zen. Amarav loka al achilosov en aloka al bishuva. This was the statement of Rav that the Gemara quoted earlier. Chatzi zayis basa v'chatzi zayis cholov shebishlan zen zen. The Rav says yaloka on the achila, but not an abishal. It's a fact the Gemara, man of shach, im it starfin abishal nami lilki, ilom it starfin achila nami lo lilki. How can you be mechalik between achila and abishal? If the chatzi zayas chal, chatzi zayas vosra mitstarif zebo ze, so then you'll get malchus for both. They're not mitstarif, you get malchus for either. What's going on? What kind of a chilek is that? Olam lo mitstarif, he's like the Gemara, really they're not mitstarif. Ubebo miyora gedola, they're coming from miyora gedola. What does that mean? Okay, we'll see. We'll have to see Rashi, Rabbi Gershon. We'll see the Rishon. But before we get there, V'Levi Omar Af Loka Al Bishula. So the Gemara already posits that Levi argues with Rav. Rav says that you're Loka Al Chiloso, but not Al Bishula. And Levi says you're even Loka on the Bishul. Okay, so we're going to have to understand that too. What's Machlokas Rav and Levi? V'chein Tani Levi B'masnisin B'masniso K'shem Shaloka Al Chiloso Kach Loka Al Bishula. Shame shaloka al achiloso kachloka al bishula. Some kind of a connection between achila and bishul, because just like yaloka on the achila, in this case yaloka on the bishul too. Chatzi zayis basa with chatzi zayis cholok. Ubeize bishul amru bebishul shachem ochlan osa machnas bishula. What kind of bishul are we talking about? Bishul shachem ochlan osa machnas bishula. A normal bishul, a bishul that will lead to achila, will lead to achila. Okay, this is the sugi. There's a lot here. You have to take it slowly and carefully. Right? There's a machlokas Rav and Levi. Chatzi zayis basa v'chatzi zayis cholo shebishlan zem. Say, what's the din? Are you loka on achila and bishul? Rav says there's a split. You loka on the achila, not on bishul. And Levi says that you loka on both. So, frek the Gemara. What does Rav say that you loka al achila so benar al bishulo? Man of shach. If they're mitzdarfin, you should be lok on both. If they're not mitzdarfin, you shouldn't be lok on either. So comes the Gemara and says, "But bo miyora gedola." What does that mean? Zok Rashi. La'olam lo mitzdarfi lasos iser elam ken hayibol v'tchila kashir. B'chiyom arav lok al achiloso shebo miyora gedola. V'letzdodin amarav lemilsen. Zok Rashi. What does "bo miyora gedola" mean? It means letzdodin ka amar lemilsen. Rav is talking about two different cases. It's really a mutnazach according to Rashi. Rav makes a statement. Sounds like he's splitting between Achil and Bishul. The way Rashi learns the Maskana of the Gemara, he's not really splitting between Achil and Bishul. He's talking about two different cases. Apparently, he made this statement, this very brief statement, to make you realize that there's some kind of a chilek over here. But the chilek is not between Bishul and Achil in the same case. They really are two different cases. What does that mean? Let's start in Omer Rav Lemilsei. Ochel chatzi zayis basa v'chatzi zayis cholav haba miyor gedola. Shenispasha bashir mize umize v'nesru loka al achilasa. Rav says, look, if it's bamiyar gedola, meaning if you took kezayis of cholav and kezayis of basar and you cook them together and you made basar b'cholav and then you eat only chatzi zayis cholav and chatzi zayis basar, that you will be loka on the achila for. Right? You'll be loka on the achila. Rav says that if you have a cheftz of basar b'cholav here, it doesn't matter that it's in the milk or in the meat. Chatzi zayis of this, chatzi zayis of that can be mitzdarif because you have a shir sholem of basar b'cholav. So as long as you are mevashel betchila, zok Rashi, as long as you are mevashel betchila kezayis mizer umizer, so then your cheftz of basar b'cholav has been chal, and then you can be loka on the achila even if you're only eating chatzi zayis mizer v'chatzi zayis mizer. Ein loka al bishulo. When Rav says that you're not loka al bishulo, din bishul kechatzi zayis basa v'kechatzi zayis cholav zem zeh, then you're not going to be lokan the bishul. If you were only mevashel chatzis zayis mizeh v'chatzis zayis mizeh, then you're not going to be lokan the bishul. If you had a full bishul of zayis and zayis, then you'll be lokan the achila. But if you didn't have a full bishul of zayis and zayis, then you won't be lokan on the bishul. Lefi she'ein mitstarfen mechlal heteron likros iser ad shehe b'chol echad le'osos iser la'atzmo. Zot Rashi, what's pshat in Rav? That vasa and chalav cannot be mitstarfed together to become a chefza of vasa b'chalav unless you have enough from each to make an iser. Right? Le'osos iser la'atzmo. If there's enough basa to make an iser basa, and there's enough cholav to make an iser cholav, so then the chefts of basa b'cholav is going to be chal. So if you're mevashal zayis of cholav with zayis of basa, so you have a full shear of the cholav and the basa b'shas habishul, so then the chefts of basa b'cholav is going to be chal. You'll be lokal b'shulo, and you'll be lokal on the achila. Afterwards, any achil, whether you're either kazayis of basa, kazayis of chalav, or even chatzis mizeh, mizeh, you'll also be loke. Because once you create the chefs of basa of chalav, so then you'll be loke on eating the chefs of basa of chalav, even if you eat chalav and basa, they can be mitzvah, because it's one chefs of basa of chalav. But if you didn't have a full shear from chalav and basa, betchila, you didn't have a kazayis of basa, kazayis of chalav, you were only mevashal chatzis mizeh, so there, Rab says that there's no chefza of basa b'chalav that's going to be created. And if that's the case, you're not going to be loken neither on the bishul nor on the achila, because the chefza basa b'chalav is only created with the full shear. It's only created with the full shear. If you only have chatzi shear, then it's not going to create the chefza basa b'chalav. So it turns out Rav is not distinguishing between achila and bishul in one particular case. He's saying that if you cook a kezayis of chalav with a kezayis of basa, then you'll be loken on both. You'll be loken on bishul and on achila. And if you cook only chatzi zayis mizeh and chatzi zayis mizeh, then you won't be lokan on the bishul, nor on the achila, because you haven't created the chefza basa b'chalav. That's what Rav is saying, according to Rashi. Questions? Yes. That's not what he's saying. Tell me otherwise. I think that's what the... That's what Rashi is saying, that's Rav. And what does Levi hold? Levi argues goof on this. Levi holds that even if you cook a chatzi zayis mecholav, a chatzi zayis mebasar, you can be loke on the bishul. You can be loke on the bishul. And once you're loke on the bishul, you create a chefza bas b'cholav, you'll be loke on the achila too. Right? It doesn't matter. You don't have to cook, according to Levi, you don't have to cook a shir mizeh u'mizeh to be chay for the bishul. But even if bishul chatzis zayis basa v'chatzis zayis cholav, we can be loke bein al bishul bein al achilas. And then he just adds in the masnisa that what bishul are we talking about? Bishul she'achayim ochel masamachas bishulo, which as we mentioned already, it's bishul called tzarko. Rashi writes achayim of the kochav and klomish nizvashul called tzarko. Of the kochav, what do we care about goyim over here? The answer is a stam person would eat it. Right? It's not kemachal ben derusoy. No one would really, most people don't eat kemachal ben derusoy. None of them eat, even if it's only nizvashul kemachal ben derusoy. The stam people, if it's nizvashul called tzarko, so then they'll eat it. So that's the bishul. When it comes to bas v'chol, that's the bishul that's us. So according to Rashi, the machlokas Rav and Levi seems to be, if you're mevashul chatzi zayis cholav and chatzi zayis basar, are you loka on anything? Rav says in that case, you're not going to be loka neither on bishul nor on achil. And Levi says you'll be loka on both. Yes?
I think I understand what you said. According to how the Gemara seems to read, it said, "Itma chatzizayis boso, chatzizayis chalav shabas shabashan zem zem amarav lo."
Loka al achilas ve'en loka al bishula. What does that mean? So according to Rashi, it means this: chatzizayis boso v'chatzizayis chalav shabishlan zem zem bekashir. Right. Not that you were mevashal the chatzis zayis with the chatzis zayis. If you were mevashal a kezayis of bas with a kezayis of cholav, then ochlon ochal chatzis zayis bas with a chatzis zayis cholav from that mixture of kezayis mizeh mizeh, and you loka on the achila. But ain't a loka al bishulo. That means if you only were mevashal chatzis zayis mizeh with chatzis zayis mizeh, then you're not going to be loka on the bishul. You're right. I mean, it's a big chiddush, right? Rav's shita, Rav's statement according to Rashi, You know, where's it coming from? Right? How is Rashi interpreting Rav this way? Very, very difficult. Litzdad and Ka'amar Lemilsei, what, he's talking about two different cases? It sounds like he's saying, in the given case that you're talking about, you're Loka L'chilasa, and not Al-Bishulo. Rashi basically learned Rav that there are two cases going on over here. Right? He's not machalik between Achil and Bishul. The din of Achil and Bishul is the same. Right? According to Rav. It's just Rav is mechadish, that if you're only mevashal, chatzi zayas bas, chatzi zayas cholov, then you're not going to be loke, neither on Bishul nor on Achil. It's really a pella. It's really a pella that can perish. That's Rashi's perish. So, the first kasha that we have to address is why? Right? Why would you say that, according to Rav, lefi Rashi, if you're mevashel chatzi zayis bosa v'chatzi zayis cholov, you're not going to be loke on the bishul? Why is that not a shir sholem? Right? You have bosa b'cholov over here. Okay, you don't have a shir of cholov, you don't have a shir of bosa, but why should you need that? Why should you need that? Rav agrees that if you're mevashel a shir kezayis of cholov and a shir kezayis of bosa, that if you later eat chatzi zayis of bosa b'cholov shel cholov, and chatzis zayis basa b'chol shel basar, you are going to get malchus for the achila. So ma'ishna bishul may achila. Bishul, when it comes to the shas ha-bishul, he says that you have to cook a shir mizel mizel. You have to cook kezayis from cholov and kezayis and basar. Why? Why? Why shouldn't I say that? It's a shir shalim. After all, we keep on saying that basar b'cholov is heter zebazet, right? Each one is heter by itself. Together they become aser. It's a chefter shalissa. It becomes gufa shalissa. So there are two items. It takes two to tango, right? There are two items involved in the creation of the basa b'chalav. There's chalav and there's basa. So you have a kezayis over here. Chatzi from here, chatzi from there. But together it's a kezayis. So why should Rav say that the bishul has to be from a kezayis of each? That's kasha number one. The Rosh Yosef, written by the Pina Godin, is another kasha on Rashi. Rosh Yosef asks that we pass in a chatzi shir is also min haTorah, that if a person eats a chatzi shir from, let's say, chalef or nevela, right, min haTorah, he doesn't get malchus, but there's still an issa d'araisa. It's Rabbi Yochanan shita nyur, but that's how we pass in it. There's an issa d'araisa even on chatzi shir. There's no malchus, but there's still an issa d'araisa. He says, Prima Godim asked, that from the Lashon of Rashi, it sounds like according to Rav, if you mevashel a chatzi zayis of cholov with a chatzi zayis of basar, it's not an issa d'araisa b'chlal, it's mutter, it's heta gamar. Heta gamar. There's no issa b'chlal. Because the Lashon of Rashi is, l'fi she'ein mitztarfen m'chlal heteren likros iser, ad shehe b'chol echad le'osos iser la'atzma. They're not mitzdarif mechlal heteron likros issa. He doesn't talk about malchus. Rav and Levi talked about malchus, but Rashi here doesn't even mention malchus. He says Rav holds that they're still mutter. They don't become osir unless you're mevashel a kezayis mizeh, a kezayis mizeh. Frek the prima god, and why not? It should be an issa d'araisa, midin chatzi shir. It's chatzi shir. So why shouldn't it be osir min haTorah midin chatzi shir? I saw someone to suggest the following. What's the machlokas Rav and Levi? What's really going on over here? We know that basa b'chalav is an issa chefta. It's gufo shel issa. When you cook the basa and the chalav together, they become gufo shel issa. And then everyone agrees that even if you eat only chatzi zayis mi chalav, chatzi zayis mi basa, you're eating a chatzi zayis mi basa b'chalav and a chatzi zayis mi basa b'chalav. You're eating a chefta basa b'chalav from both, so therefore you're gonna get malchus for that. Everyone agrees to that. Both Rav and Levi agree to that. They only argue about the Shas Bishul. Why? Because Rav learns that even though you're creating basa b'chalav, and you need chalav and basa to create that cheftza, but the reality is it's almost like there are two isurim over here. There's an isur on the chalav, and there's an isur on the basa. Right? There's an isur to be mevashel the chalav with basa. There's an isur to be mevashel the basa with the chalav. The reality is, once you have cooked the basa and chalav together, then both the chalav and the basa become a cheftz of basa b'chalav. Right? Each one becomes a cheftz of basa b'chalav. You got to say that. But Rav learns that these are really two independent isurei bishul. So Savashel Gedi B'chalev Imo teaches me that there's an issa to be mevashel basa with chalav, and there's an issa to be mevashel chalav with basa. Why does he learn them as two independent Yisurim? So he did so because Chalav and Basar are not the same Chafza. They're different Chavasim. Yes, it is true, you're making a Chafza Basar Chalav with the Chalav and the Basar, but the reality is they're two different items. So he learned up the Pasuk that you're not allowed to cook Basar if it's with Chalav. You're not allowed to cook Chalav if it's with both. Basar, if there's going to be an Asinas Tam of one and the other, then it's also to cook it. But it's almost like there are two different Yisurim over here. There are two different Yisurim. And because there are two different Yisurim, that's why you need a Kazayis of Cholav with a Kazayis of Basar. Because the Isser, right, the Isser of cooking Cholav is only Shayach if you have a Shear. Right? The Isser of cooking Cholav is only Shayach if you have a Shear of Cholav. The Isser of cooking Basar is only Shayach if you have a Shear of Basar. The other element can't be Mashlim the Shear, because the Isser, there are two Yisurim. One is an Isser on the Cholav, the other is an Isser on the Basar. So the other Cheftz, the other Chelik of Basar and Cholav can't be Mashlim the Shear. They have two shiurim because they're two independent shiurim. What's more, the Issa Daraisa of Chatzi Shiur won't apply over here. Where does the Issa Chatzi Shiur apply? Achila, right? If we're talking about a Maisa Achila, eating Nevela, eating Chelev. So even if a person has one Maisa Achila and he waits after the first Maisa Achila, he eats a Chatzi Zais of Chelev, let's say. And then he waits a minute or so. If it's the soch kadei achilas pras, and he eats another chatzis ayis of the chelev, so those achilas are mitzdarev biyachad, we say it's one maisa achila. How's it one maisa achila? He finished the first maisa achila. He put a little bit of chelev into his mouth. And then he puts chelev into his mouth the second time. That's the single maisa achila. How can it be mitzdarev? Well, it's mitzdarev in the same gavra. Right? It's one gavra that ate the two Chatzi Zayis. So if it's within a certain shear of time, we say that it's one unit. It's viewed as one Ma'is Achila. But when it comes to Bishul, what's there to be Mitzarif, the two Ma'is Bishul? If he's Mevashel, a Chatzi Zayis of Cholav, and then he's Mevashel, another Chatzi Zayis of Cholav. Those are two different Ma'isim. It's two different Ma'isim. You can't be Mitzarif them together. Chatzi Shear, Asur Min HaTorah, why? It's Chazila, it's Tarufei. Even if you eat only chatzi zayis, you can be mitzarif that achilas chatzi zayis to another chatzi zayis to get a shir sholem besoch kadei achilas pras. And if you have a shir sholem in the zman hatziruf, we view it as one maisa achila. So because you can be mitzarif to a full shir to get malchus, then there's an isser daraisa even to eat chatzi shir. But when it comes to bishul, you can't connect the two maisa bishul. They're two different acts. There's a bishul of chatzi zayis. And there's another bishul of chatzis ayis. There's no shir kedei achilas pras that can be mitzaref the two ma'ase bishul. They're independent actions. So not only does Rav hold that if you don't have a full shir, a shir kezayis of cholav and a shir kezayis of basar, there can't be any issa bishul, because the issa bishul of cholav is on cholav, and the issa bishul of basar is on basar. Meaning, if there's an asinas tam of the other element here, right? So there's an issa bishul on the cholav, if there's an asinas tam of basar in the cholav, but there's an issa on the cholav. So the shir has to be on the cholav because it's an isser on the cholav. What's more, there's no isser darais of chatzis shir either, because you can't connect the ma'aseh bishul of chatzis ayis cholav with the ma'aseh bishul of another chatzis ayis cholav. So that's why he says that if you only mevashel chatzis ayis cholav with chatzis ayis basar, it's heter gomer. There's no malchus on the bishul. There's no isser daraisa on the bishul either. That's Rav. And Levi says no. Levi says, "Kashem shaloka al achila, so kach loka al bishula." What does that mean? It means, look at the achila. The iser achila basar b'chalav is an iser in the cheftz of basar b'chalav. There's a combination. There's a unit that's created over here. The chalav and the basar are not independent isurim. It's one iser. Everyone says that regarding achilas basar b'chalav, it's one iser. If you eat a chatzis ayis of chalav, chatzis ayis of basar, so you chaya because you ate a shir shalom of basar b'chalav. So that's true regarding achila. Zok Levi, it should be true regarding bishul as well, because what's basar b'chalav about? It's not two independent isurim, one on chalav, one on basar. If you admit to me, Rav, that when it comes to the achila, if you've cooked of shir shalayim of each, when it comes to the achila, then chatzizayis of this and chatzizayis of that is enough. On the bishul, you should be molded to me as well, that the whole isur here is to create the cheftz of basar b'chalav. So we look at the cholav and the basar as one unit, as a unit together. So even if you only have chatzis shir of cholav, chatzis shir of basar, that should be enough to be loka, not only on the achila, but on the bishul as well. That's the machlokas Rav and Levi. Yes?
According to this pshat and Rav, why would you need two shir two shir on shalom, wouldn't one shir shalom and another chetzi shir be enough? Like, if the issur is to cook basar and chalav, or to put chalav in basar, and to cook one kizayis of chalav with a chetzi kizayis of basar, wouldn't that be a problem?
Yes.
So why do you need both?
I think you're right. Yes. Who said that you need both? Rav just said that if you only had chatzis eyes, you don't have a shir shalim, that's not going to be enough. But your taka reichshin. If you would have a shir shalim of one according to Rav, that taka should be enough. Your taka should be enough. And bring me a raya. Bring me a raya to what you just said. We've had a case where your taka didn't have a shir shalim of one element, of either the chalav or the basar. And it certainly sounds from the sources that we've had that the issur basar chalav is created in that situation. Which case is that? The case that we spent weeks on. Yes. Exactly. The Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? You have a tipas chalav that falls on a piece of basar. So if it has shishin, then it's mevatel the tipas chalav. But if not, it's not mevatel. So somebody achronim asked, just one second. Is this a kash against Rav? How can Rav learn the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that even if you only have a chatzis ayis of cholim, you still can create an isser basar cholim. That's against Rav. Rav says you need a shir shalim from both. Shemiyas. Right? Shemiyas is kasha. Get the achronim. Right? If you don't have a shir shalim, so how can Rav learn the Mishnah? So someone has suggested, no, again, nochamo. According to Rav, the idea is there are two separate isurim in the bishul of basar cholim. There's an isser bishul on the cholov, if there'll be an asinus tam of basar. There's an isser bishul on the basar, if there'll be an asinus tam of cholov in the basar. They're two separate isurim. No one says that the isser is going to be chal on the cholov. You don't have a shir sholem of cholov. Right? Even though the basar is going to be nosin tam to the cholov for sure. But there isn't going to be an isser on the cholov. There's going to be an isser on the basar. Right? The isser bishul is on the basar. If derech bishul, derech nesinas tam, the cholav is nosin tam into the basar, so now there's an iser bishul basar v'cholav because you cooked basar of a shir kezayis with the cholav. But maybe in achanami. You're not going to violate the iser bishul because of the cholav. You're going to violate the iser bishul because of the basar. Because Rav holds there two separate isurim. Two separate isurim over here. So even if you're not going to violate the issa for one, you can violate the issa for the other. Levi couldn't learn the Mishnah like that. Because Levi holds that basar b'cholav is one issa. It's one issa in the cholav and in the basar. So if you're not going to violate the issa in one, you're not going to violate the issa in the other. They have to be related. Right? If it's one issa, it doesn't make any sense that I'll violate the issa in the basar and not in the cholav. It's one issa, according to Levi. But Levi doesn't have a problem with the Mishnah anyway. Because Levi holds, since the Chefts of Basar v'Cholav is a unit of Basar and Cholav together, in the Achila certainly, everyone agrees that once I violate the Issur Bishul Basar v'Cholav, I don't have to eat a shear of Cholav and a shear of Basar to violate the Issur Achila. So once that's true about Achila, Levi says it's the same in Bishul. Basar v'Cholav is a unit. So as long as I have a shear, kezayis, within the unit, I'm fine, I violate the issa, right? I don't need a kezayis of cholav and a kezayis of basar. Chatzi zayis mizeh is enough. So the Mishnah is not shver against Levi. The Mishnah is poshut according to Levi. Right? Even if you don't have a shir shalim of cholav, so what? Even though Levi holds that the isurim are dependent on each other, you can't have the issur on the basar without the issur on the cholav. They have to be chal together. But Levi holds they are chal in that case because you don't need a shir shalim of the cholav. Because the reality is I have a shir shalim of basar of the cholav. Because between the basar and the cholav I have a full kezayis. Rav says that the Mishnah is only one. The issur is chal on the basar. But once the issur of bishul is chal on the basar, that's an issur bishul. Right? You're not going to get malchus twice for the cholav and for the basar. It's just a big, you just cook, right? If you cook 10 kezayisim, if it's one mice of bishul, you're not going to get malchus twice for that. Right? So you will violate the issur bishul because of the basar, not because of the challah. But Levi says, no, you can't split like that. It must be that you don't need a shear for bishul basar b'challah of both the challah and the basar. It's enough just to have a shear, kezayis, between the challah and the basar. And then you'll be loka. That's exactly what the Mishnah is doing. Questions? Yes?
According to Rav, according to Rav, don't we say Torah Mitzvah is Darbanam? So even if it's not the official, so eating two together might be combined in as you eat.
If you eat the bas and the challah together. I hear, but it's not an issur d'oraisa, that's clear. So I mean, you're right. It's going to be an issur d'rabbanan anyway. It's tzonin v'tzonin. It still should be an issur d'rabbanan. Right? I think that is the sticking point. But he's focusing on the fact that there's no malchus, but Rashi expands and says, not only is there no malchus, there's no issur d'oraisa either. So issur d'oraisa, even though you're talking right, Morty, there probably should be an issur d'rabbanan. Yes?
According to Rav,
no, it's just a bigger shear. He's not going to deny the fact that it's the same lav. Lo savasha gadiba chalev imo is what asks the issa bishul on the basar and the issa bishul on the cholov. So if you violated only a single lav, you can't get a malchus for that. You're not going to get malchus twice for that, right? Because it's still one lav. It's just there are two parts to that lav. There are two chalokim to that lav. Because there are two chalokim to that lav, you need a shear in both, right? You need a shear, not in both. You need a shear in the basa or in the chalav by themselves to violate the issa. It's almost like Rav interprets the pasuk as saying there are two ways that you can violate the issa bishul basa and chalav. If you cook basa with chalav, or if you cook chalav with basa. Right? Two ways of violating that issa. Once you violate the issa, you create a cheftz of basa v'chalav, and then you violate the issa achila if you eat that cheftz. But there are two ways of getting to the same issa. It's not going to give you two malchus, but you do need a shear of one in order to violate the issa.
Are the two ways happening at the same time?
Not if you only have a chatzi shear of one. The two ways are happening at the same time if you have chatzi zayis of chalav and chatzi zayis of basa. If you don't have a shir sholem, so then there are two ways of violating this isser, but you're not cooking basar with cholov, right? The cholov, for the isser bishul of basar with cholov, the basar is the ikar. For the isser of bishul cholov with basar, the cholov is the ikar. So if the isser bishul for one is on the basar, then you need a shir basar. The isser bishul for the other is on the cholov, you need a shir cholov. But if you don't have a shir of either, so then you're not going to violate either issa. And that's gufa what Levi disagrees with. He says, Kashem shaloka achila, so kach lokal bishula. By the achila, you admit to me it's one cheftza, basar and cholav work together. So for the bishul also they work together. It's not independent ways of violating basar and cholav. Yes?
I was going to take Maury's question even further, but saying if you have a chatzizayis, a basar, a chatzizayis, a cholav, you cook them together, and you mabash them together, and then you eat it. Shouldn't you be chayav midaraisa for that achila?
According to Rav, no, because you haven't created the cheftza basa b'chalav. Because the cheftza basa b'chalav is only created if you violated the issa bishul basa b'chalav. If the issa bishul is only violated if you have a shear of one or a shear of the other, so then you haven't done bishul basa b'chalav. You've cooked milk and meat together, but you have not cooked basa b'chalav. I think you get that, right? Right. Halachically, you have not cooked basar b'chalav together because the issa bishul is to cook either, again, basar with an issinus tam of chalav or chalav with an issinus tam of basar. But you haven't done that because you don't have a shear of basar or of chalav. So if you haven't done the issa bishul, you're not going to get to the issa achila. You can't get to the second stage before the first.
So it's really saying that you can't get to the issa achila.
I don't think so. That's the litzdod in Ka'ama Rav Lemilsay that Rashi is saying. That if you cook the shear shalayim for a basar and chalav, then you'll violate both. And if you cooked only chatzis shear, you will violate neither. That's what he says, the fish. One more, yes.
Didn't we learn earlier that bishul might only be a siyat tachila anyways, so then you would be chayav for the bishul, for the basar and chalav?
How did that change anything?
Because you'd only be chayav, according to the thing that says you get malchus for bishul, you'd only get it.
Right, but you get malchus for bishul depending on whether you violated the issur bishul. You're saying if it's a siyag la'achila, what does it matter whether you have a shear for the bishul or not?
Yeah.
No, but if you say that without a shear of chalav and a shear of basa, you haven't created the chefts of basa v'chalav, and the achila is mutter, so then your bishul should be mutter too, because it's not going to lead to an achila basa v'chalav. You can't create the chefts of basa v'chalav without a bishul of basa v'chalav. So if you need a shear, so then you're not going to have an isra achila over here. So it's not a problem with this yisrael achila either.
And if you had a shear,
then you'll violate both according to Rav. Nachamo, if you cook a shear of challah with a shear of basa, you violate both according to Rav with Rashi. And if you cook a chatzis zayis of challah with a chatzis zayis of basa, you violate neither. Let's start in ka'amar lemilse, right? That's what he's saying. Okay. If you violate the isra bishul basa challah, then you'll create the cheftz of basa challah, and you'll have an isra achil if you eat it, even chatzis mizeh. But if you don't violate the isra bishul, das meint, if you don't cook a full shear of challah with a full shear of basa, or if you don't cook a full shear of one, if you don't cook a full shear of one, you won't violate the isabishal, you don't have the isabishal, you don't have an israchim. This question as to whether the isar on the challah and the isar on the basa relate to each other, or can they stand by themselves, this actually relates to another sugya that we've seen together as well. You mentioned the Gemara and Daf Kufi Gimel and Bey is quotes in Achokas Amaroyim. What's the din if you're mevashel chaylev b'cholav? Mevela b'cholav and chaylev b'cholav. Remember that Gemara? So there were many, there was a machlokas amarayim. Are you loka on the bishul? You're not loka on the bishul. Loka on the achila, not loka on the achila. It's a question, right? Do they agree about achila? Do they argue about the bishul? Do they argue about the achila, agree about the bishul? They're all different permutations there. So, one day in the Gemara is that everyone agrees that on the Achila you're not going to get Malkus. The question is, do you get Malkus on the Bishul? And that's how the Rambam paskins, if you recall, right? The Rambam Hilchos Macholos Asuros Perek Tes Halacha Vav. He paskins that if you're Mevashel Nevela B'sar Mesa Ochele B'cholav, then you're not going to be Loka on the Achila. Right? Does anyone remember why? What's the time of the Rambam? What? Ain is a chalalisa, exactly. Right? The Rambam Perakes Alochavov. The Rambam says, "Avol hamavashel b'sar meisa ochelev b'chiyotze behen b'chalav lokal b'shulav in a lokal achila." So b'shul b'asa b'chalav. You lokal on the bishul, but not the achila. Right? So the Rambam is learning like that day in the Gemara that on the achila everyone agrees you're not loka. Machlokas is about bishul, and he paskins that you attack a loka on the bishul. Why not on the achila? She'ain is a b'asa b'chalav chal alisa nevela o is b'chalav. Isra achila of basa b'chalav is not going to be chal on the isra nevel with isra chalav. She'en kan lo isra kolav, lo isra mosav, lo isra basachas. The Rambam is alluding to the fact that there are some isurim that are super isurim. They have certain qualities that isra is chal isra. You have an isra mosav on a regular isra. The isra mosav is chal on the regular isra. But you don't have this by basa b'chalav. Like the Rambam Perashah Mishnayis increases says that even though basa b'chalav is also b'hano, that's not an isra mosav. As we described, so because you don't have a super issa, the din remains that ain is a chalal issa. If ain is a chalal issa, then you're not going to violate any issa achila basa b'chalav. So Frekta Chasam Sofer in Tshuva is, I can understand that the basa is not going to be nessa. The besayin avela, the chalav are not going to be nessa from the chalav, because ain is a chalal issa. But why shouldn't the chalav be nessa? There's no issa on the chalav. You have a belief of basar in the chalav. There's no previous isra on the chalav. So the isra achila of basar b'chalav should be chal on the chalav. Aye, but it needs the nevela. No, it needs it's a belief as basar. There's a tam of basar in here, a tam of chalav in here. So why shouldn't the isra basar b'chalav be chal on the chalav? Answers the Chasam Sofer. That's what basar b'chalav is all about. If the gedi isn't nesa, the chalav can't be nesa. The two isurim, the isur on the chalav and the isur on the basar, have to be related to each other. They're connected to each other. So if in this case, if the din of ein isur chalav isur prevents the isur basar b'chalav from being chalav b'basar, because it's already also b'achila mitam, chela mitam, nevela, then the isur basar b'chalav can't be chalav b'chalav either. Because the isur basar and the isur chalav are toloi zebozeh, says the Chasam Sofer. What is the Chasam Sofer alluding to? To the sheep of Levi. That's what Levi holds. Levi holds Kashem Shalok al Achilas Ukach Lok al Bishulo. He says that there aren't independent Isurim of Basar and Chalav over here. Just like you say in the Achila, There's a shtik basa b'chala. There's a chefta basa b'chala that's been created. There's a chefta basa b'chala that's been created. And even if you eat chatzizayis, mizeh chatzizayis, mizeh, you can be lokan yes rachila. Bishul is the same. It's one unit. It's basar and chalav together. It's not like there's an isser to cook basar with a bli of chalav, an isser to cook chalav with a bli of basar, and they're independent isser. No, it's one unit. It's one unit. The isser on the chalav, isser on the basar relate to each other. They're connected to each other. You can't have one without the other. They can't live independently of each other. They're totally zebezeb because it's one isser according to Levi. The Rambam happens to paskin like Shita's Levi. Right. The Rambam in Hilchos Machalos Asura is Perek Tes Halacha Aleph. Vasa v'chala, vasa v'vashlo, vasa v'achlo min ha-tar, etc. U'mish yivashal mishneyem kezayis ke'echad loke. Yivashal mishneyem kezayis ke'echad. Means chatzi zayis mizeh v'chatzi zayis mizeh. Vos v'vashal gediba chalei v'imo. V'chein ha'ocha kezayis mishneyem me'habosar v'hachalo sh'nizbashal ke'echad loke. The Rambam clearly paskins like Levi. You look at the Magen Mishnah. It says it beferish. Right? The Rambam says, even if you're mevashel, chatzi zayis mechalav, chatzi zayis mechalav, you are loken. Because the Rambam assumes that the iser basar b'chalav, the iser on the chalav, the iser on the basar, they're not independent isurim, it's one unit. And and because it's one unit, they're mitla toli zebezeh. They're dependent on each other. Rav would say they're not dependent on each other. There can be an issachal on the bus even if there's no issachal on the chalav. Because they're two separate isurim. Once the issabishal has been violated, so then we can have an issarachila from bus of chalav together, even chasizayis mizeh and chasizayis mizeh. But Levi says the isurim are dependent on each other. So if the isur is not going to be chal on one, it can't be chal on the other. So if you're mevashal, nevela, b'chalav, ochela b'chalav, just like the iser, achila basar b'chalav, can't be chal on the basar, according to the Rambam. The iser is not going to be chal on the cholav either, because it can't be. The iser of basar, iser of cholav, have to be chal together. They're dependent on each other. So if the iser of one is not going to be chal, the iser on the other is not going to be chal either. Okay, stop here. And we'll continue, Mitzvah Shem, on Sunday with the Rebbe Gershom.